When Pastor Sam first asked me to give my testimony, I said no. I associated a lot of shame with my testimony, but after a lot of thought and prayer, I realized I wouldn't have my testimony to share if someone hadn't shared theirs with me. I grew up believing in God and going to church, but it was just very surface level and just what you did. My brother was the first to come to Christ, to truly come to Christ in our family. During this time, I was living deep in my sin. My brother would share his testimony and how God helped him overcome his sins, yet I would blow it off countless times, just tell him I was happy for him. I think a part of me felt that I would always be stuck in my sin. I know he knew he needed to keep reaching out and sharing God's word with me, and I'm so grateful he did. There came a point in my sin where I was in a situation I shouldn't have been in. And it's almost as if an overwhelming feeling came over me of God telling me, this isn't what I want for you. I remember this feeling to this day, and it's so powerful, and I feel it's the greatest act of love I have ever felt. That is where things started to shift for me, and where I started surrendering to the Father and pursuing him. It's been about 4 years of truly walking with the Lord. I used to prioritize earthly pleasures, thinking they would fill me and make me whole, yet they only ever made me hollow. Throughout these 4 years, I've learned to prioritize my relationship with God over everything, to seek his will for my life over my own, and to call on the Lord in every situation, big or small. I know now that God is all that I need. I hope, if anything, you take away two things from my testimony. One, never stop sharing what God has done for you and how he has moved in your life. Someone may really need to hear it. And two, you're never too deep in your sin for God. He is greater than it all. Thank you.